My new friend Arjun doesn't understand that God is real, even though we can't see him. How can I explain it to him?
There are a lot of things that we can't see, but they're still real. Maybe you can think of an example. Sunday and welcome to Keys for Kids. I'm so glad that you're listening today. My name is Zach. Some people refuse to believe in anything that can't be touched, seen, or measured in some way. They only believe in the physical world, and it can be hard to convince them anything else can exist, for example, like God. But even though you can't see God directly, you can know He exists because the universe and everything in it exists. For example, the book of Hebrews talks about how God created and sustains everything by His word. After all, only God can create something out of nothing. Our story for this Sunday is called The Kite. My church is having a picnic in the park on Saturday, Caleb told his new neighbor as the boys worked on making a kite together. Want to come? There'll be food and games, and you can meet some of the kids I go to church with. Nah, replied Arjun, tying the last ribbon to the kite's tail. I'm not really interested in church. My dad says there isn't any God, and I think he's right. When I lived in India, I saw lots of people worship statues that couldn't do anything. Here, people worship a God you can't even see, and that doesn't make sense to me either. Caleb's heart sank. How can I explain that God is real even though we can't see him? He wondered. Let's see if this masterpiece will fly, Arjun said, changing the subject. Together, the boys ran across the yard. Caleb felt the string pull tight as Arjun let go of the kite. He turned to watch it soar high into the air. Wow, exclaimed Arjun. We did it! After a while, Caleb handed the string to his friend. Here, you try it for a while. Arjun eagerly took the line. For a while, the boys flew their new kite, passing it back and forth. At last, Arjun pulled it in. That was so cool. It was almost like someone was holding it up there. Caleb grinned. Yeah, who do you suppose was doing that? I didn't see anybody or anything holding it up. Arjun laughed. You can't see the wind, but it does hold up the kite and keeps it flying. You can't see it, but you can see what it does. Just like you can't see God, Caleb pointed out. But he's there too, and you can see what he does. Just look at everything in nature. The sun, moon, trees, birds, your dog, your family, yourself. God made them all. And you can see what he does in people's lives too. People at my church are always talking about how knowing Jesus has changed them and how he fills them with love and peace. Could anyone else do that? Arjun was silent for a moment. Maybe you're right, he said at last. I'll have to think about it. So what about you? Do you find it hard to believe in God because you can't see him? You can see what he does in nature, like making the wind blow and the sun shine, and you can see all the wonderful things he's created. You can also see what he does in people's lives when they have a relationship with Jesus. He helps them share his love with others and gives them joy, comfort, and peace. You can't see God with your eyes, but he is real. Our key verse is found in the Psalms, chapter 8, verse 1.
O Lord, our Lord, your majestic name fills the earth. Your glory is higher than the heavens.
And here's our key thought for Sunday. God is real. Have you heard of the Red Rock Mysteries books? Bryce and Ashley are normal teenage twins, except they find adventure wherever they go. They deal with the usual middle school stuff, but they also learn how to track down stolen gold and outlaw kidnappers. Find the Red Rock Mystery Book Series at keysforkids.net and click shop. I'm Zach. Thanks for tuning in to Keys for Kids.